Dr. Stephen Flax, thank you so much for joining me on The Home Run. AI and 3D printing are making waves across medicine. How exactly are they transforming your work with teeth and orthodontics?
Okay, well, thanks very much for having me, firstly. Yes, so with AI, one of the major benefits and improvements has been in diagnosis and treatment planning. So before, we used to use the x-rays and photos and have to look at them ourselves and obviously make a diagnosis and treatment plan. Today, the computers and AI is doing it for us. And it's not that we don't use our own intelligence, but we make sure that we don't miss things like missing teeth, malformed teeth, teeth which are impacted. So it's really helping from that perspective. It's also helping with the new systems which are not using braces like Invisalign. And the AI assists in simulating tooth movement, and we can see where the optimal result will be. We can also use AI to predict how teeth are going to move, and this obviously improves case efficiency. One of the other big benefits today is that we can monitor patients with photographs from their home just taken with a phone, and the AI will tell us if things are not going right. It's tracking progress, and it reduces in-office visits. From an administrative point of view, we can use AI chatbots and, you know, like all banks use, etc. And it's really helping from that point of view.
So I guess choosing to be an orthodontist today is not just about knowing about teeth. You have to know quite a bit about technology.
Well, we've had to grow with technology and use it to our benefit. It's not that we're only using it, but definitely use it where it can help us. One of the new treatment modalities is Invisalign, whereby you're not using braces, and AI is predicting how the teeth are going to move and making the actual aligners or the clear plates to put it in the ideal position.
Doctor, you've been in this field for decades. You've been in this field for decades. Yeah. What are some of the biggest shifts you've seen in how we treat specifically children's teeth today compared to 10 years ago?
So we're definitely starting treatment earlier, and this is done so that we don't miss various problems such as habits, thumb sucking, tongue thrusting, and even problems with breathing. So the earlier we can intervene, the less damage a habit might do, and also obviously we get a better outcome at the end of the treatment. Also, these days we don't use braces all the time on the youngsters. We can even use Invisalign or the clear aligners on even 7 and 8 year olds, and the kids really, really have adapted to it amazingly well. In fact, their compliance is literally unbelievable. The other thing which the kids love, and which we're doing more than we used to, is we use digital scanners so we don't have to use horrible impression material and cause regurgitation, etc. So the kids are also loving that. So that's one of the things that we're doing at an earlier age. As I said, we're also worrying about breathing and jaw development and alignment. So it is great to see the kids at a younger age.
I don't know if that's going to make kids not hate going to the dentist, but I'll leave that question for another day. What's the right age for a child to first see an orthodontist, and what are the benefits of starting early?
Okay, so a little bit of repetition here, but the correct age is as young as 7 or 8. And I want to stress that it really, really is important to see them at this age, because we can then modify issues such as jaw growth. If they've got an underbite or an overbite or a crossbite, we can correct it early. We also catch the habits such as thumb sucking or tongue thrusting and prevent the problem from getting worse. But a good word to use is that we're intercepting the problem as it's occurring, and therefore maybe even negating the need for more advanced orthodontics or more difficult orthodontics at a later stage. So I also want to stress that one of the reasons I like to see the children young is so that I could prevent extraction of teeth at a later stage. And this really, really gets a much more beautiful and great face as opposed to taking out teeth. So it really, really is. And if you miss that opportunity, it's gone. And then you do have to extract, yeah.
I would imagine that some parents think a dentist can do the job just fine. Why is it important to see a specialist orthodontist instead?
Okay, so one of the main reasons, and probably the best way of explaining it, is just that you go to an ophthalmologist for your eyes, you go to a cardiologist for your heart. An orthodontist trains as a dentist and then does an additional 3 to 4 years. So he really becomes a specialist in that field. He also, obviously, as an orthodontist, we do orthodontics and aligning teeth and fixing teeth the whole day, every day. Whereas with a dentist, they intersperse orthodontics amongst their regular dental practice. And as a result, they're not nearly as experienced as an orthodontist. Also, the orthodontist has the ability to pick up problems when they're occurring and correct them. Also, provide the best treatment to prevent the negative side effects which may occur during orthodontics. So the additional training and the additional experience is really very, very important. So definitely would, unless it's a really simple case, which it's not that a dentist can't or shouldn't do it, but it's just the more complex problems the orthodontist really should be looking at.
Are you seeing more kids, especially from social media, where families asking for cosmetic fixes earlier than before? And then if I could ask you parallel to that, how do you handle it when a child wants orthodontic treatment, mainly for appearance, but the medical need might not really be there?
So, yes, we are seeing kids at an earlier age, and this is driven by social media, Instagram, looking at adults and their peers on Facebook and the other social media devices. So they are asking for it at an earlier age. We also, as orthodontists, as I've said, are recommending orthodontics at an earlier age. So patients are becoming more aware, or their parents are becoming more aware. So they are seeking it at an earlier age, which is not a bad thing. The orthodontic technology and AI has also allowed us to get involved at an earlier age. Also, the aesthetic factor, such as the function, also is beneficial for health. Now, if a child should come in and they really shouldn't have orthodontics at that stage or shouldn't be having it, obviously, as an orthodontist, we can just monitor the child. So we obviously, from an ethical point of view, don't want to over-treat, so we would explain this to the parent and also to the child, and then treat them at the appropriate age. But I don't want to negate the psychological benefits of having a great smile. And if they are being teased at school, and even if the need from a functional point of view is not that necessary, from a psychological point of view, it may really be of great benefit. But one of the factors also in South Africa is that medical aids, if it's not medically necessary and an orthodontist can't motivate for it, may not want to pay for it at an earlier age. So this is also one of the things that one has to take into account.
And Doctor, you mentioned earlier the newer removable braces like Invisalign. What is the difference between traditional braces and Invisalign, and how do you decide which one is better?
The traditional braces are braces that are glued to the teeth. They particularly, they're metal or ceramic, and these are beneficial in that they don't require that much patient compliance, although obviously you do have to comply if an orthodontist asks you to wear elastics, and you know, it is necessary to help to put the teeth in the right position. Disadvantage of them may be the cleaning factor. It's more difficult to clean, and there is a great, I don't want to say pain, but sensitivity factor involved. Now, the more, let's call it, modern and removable appliances like Invisalign and other clear aligner systems are very beneficial in that they're not visible. You obviously take them out to clean, brush teeth. And if you have a social event, whether you be a child or adult, you can take it out for that a couple of hours, and it's not going to be detrimental. But one of the negative factors there is one has to rely on patient compliance to wear it. If you're not going to wear it well, then it's not going to work. But it is definitely the way that orthodontics is moving, combined with AI. Probably today, 75% of patients are treated with traditional braces and about 25% with Invisalign. But that number is swinging, and soon it's going to be 50-50. And then I expect the aligners and the Invisalign will be more widely used.